Hey folks, welcome back to Insomnia Radio Canada, show number 161. My name is Chris, and I'm your host and, you know, the person that does all the wonderful things that makes this show happen. So, we are jumping right in this week with some interesting music from a band called the Daddy Ray Gun Band and their track One Armed Man. They write to me, "I come from a long line of storytellers and have always been intrigued by dramatic songs that take the listener on a vivid audio journey. My musician friends challenged me to write this particular style of ballad and agreed to provide the musical accompaniment to my words, and thus the Daddy Ray Gun Band was formed. Our debut single, The One-Armed Man, was inspired by the captivating, wildly popular classic television series The Fugitive. It's a suspenseful cat-and-mouse story of an honest man wrongly convicted of murdering his wife, perpetually on the run from the unrelenting pursuit of the law, all the while endlessly searching for that dark, elusive shadow he saw escaping the scene of the crime." Right. So if you like that, you definitely have to check out more of his stuff. And of course, we've got links in the show notes to some sort of social media, so you can definitely go do that. Yes. So my inbox has been so full, I have started adding extra tracks to the show. Typically, we stick to 6 tracks per show and about a half hour show. Well, this week, probably the next few weeks, we've got at least 7 tracks in each show. So more music for you, slightly longer shows, and a slightly less full inbox for me. That sounds like a win-win. So with that in mind, before we take up all the time talking, let's jump into track number 2.
After bloodshed, more chaos rise. Fixed on ribbons. Hey, what's up? This is
Good Shot Scott
Dick
Dajay from Two Crown King, and you're listening to Insomnia Radio Canada.
What do you think, folks? Starting there, we had what is written to me as embracing thrash, groove, and metalcore. Ottawa, Canada's Sinful Ways returns in 2021 to unleash their sophomore EP, Darkest Days, on December 10th. The EP follows their 2019 EP, To Hell Tonight, and the 2020 standalone singles, Burst Into Flames plus No Escape. So, hopefully you guys enjoyed that nice little sneak peek of a track. And we'll go check out more of their stuff, should that be your typical type of thing you like to listen to. That came in through Asher Media Relations, so thank you so much, John, for sending that my way. Next, we had a track from that Eric Elper. That was the Manic Boys and Girls Club, and they are from Toronto, Ontario, and this was their track, Blacked Out. Right? Awesome stuff. Got a good variety this week, I think, which makes the show even more enjoyable. And of course, Jack, I'm not trying to do more whiplash challenges. I just get lots of variety on my show because then there's a little something for everybody. Right? Awesome stuff. So if you are a band or a promoter and you would love to get your music or your, you know, the band you're doing PR work for onto the show, you just need to email me. What do you need to email me? You need to email me the band's name or the musician's name, where in Canada they're from or where they're not in Canada from, so that I can know to schedule them on the main show or send them over to Jack for the Oklahoma show or send them to Les, who does our Detroit show. But really, he covers all of Michigan, you know, because, well, it makes life easier for everybody, right? Awesome. Then you need to send me some of their social media links. Email to reach you or them at, and of course the actual track you're hoping to get played. If there's no particular track, but they've got a full album out and you want to let us pick the track, feel free to send us the whole album. Digital media is fine. Links to WeTransfers or Dropbox work fantastic. We love getting full albums because then sometimes you never know, maybe we'll do a full album review. Awesome stuff, right? If you're a fan and you've got feedback, you can also send it in, chris@insomniaradio.net. I'm glad to have feedback. You know, you can send it in. I can read it on the show. I can mention it on the show. I can mention your name or not, depending on how you feel about that. It's all flexible. Then, of course, we have all the fun social medias. Just search for Insomnia Radio Canada. You'll pull up the webpage and our probably Facebook page. Over on Twitter, we are @IR_Canada. And over on Instagram, we have the Insomnia_Radio_Canada_podcast. And of course, Patreon, which is patreon.com/IR Canada, all one word there. And every penny that comes in through Patreon goes right back into the recording of the show. It helps me cover the electrical bills and the internet bills because up until the past few weeks, I have not been working for the last 2 years, really. So now that I have a job, I'm trying to schedule more shows, get ahead of things, and keep up to date so you guys don't have missed shows because, you know, I know I've had feedback how awesome it is to have weekly shows again, right? It is awesome. And if I could find a way to make this my full-time gig, I would probably do so. So feel free to send my ideas for how I could make this a full-time gig. Right. So now you've gotten all the paperworky thingies out of the way. I think we should jump into some more tracks and maybe we'll do 3 in a row. Thank you.
This is Dwayne McDonald from the Marvelous Bohunks, and you're listening to Insomnia Radio Canada. Kill your FM.
Manjerico da janela, dá-me a mão, quero subir. Eu queria falar com ela, mas à porta não posso ir. Mas à porta não posso ir. Tu és a flor mais bela. À porta não posso ir. Tu és a flor mais bela. Dá-me a mão, quero subir. Manjerico da janela. Falar com ela, mas à porta não posso ir. Mas à porta não posso ir. Tu és a flor mais bela. Dá-me a mão, quero subir. Manjerico da janela.
This is Stephen Wright from the Marvelous Bohunks, and you're listening to Insomnia Radio Canada. Kill your FM.
Out on the town tonight, a year of the mood on the road. The dollar beers, they disappear with every passing note. And then I believed I saw her. Those wide eyes are hard to miss. The taste of summer loves to lingering on my lips. Tell me why you keep on looking away when you catch me staring. Da 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 da. Tell me why I'm in the
spin her around, stumble to ask her me, I have business. A moment of hesitation, a moment of quietness. A mumbled lie got me a cold finger on my lips. Tell me why I got carried away with the rock star cliche.
Folks, quite the musical journey this week? Absolutely. So we had their Viva Trio and their new track Wild and Free, and of course we have played Viva Trio before. Again, that comes in through that Eric Elper, and of course I'm sure there's somebody out there that is going to be going in checking out more of their music. Then we had, let's see, this is a fun one, Marito Marquez releasing his new track. Let's see if we can get this right. Mungerico. He is a drummer, composer, and producer for several Grammy, Juno, and Latin Grammy nominated albums. And this is his first track, I believe. He says it's written that he's bridging cultural gaps through collaboration with traditional Portuguese Cante Alejanto group, Os Vocalistas. I probably got that horribly wrong, and I apologize. And they're bringing all of this wonder stuff to his Canadian audience, which is amazing. I really loved that track. It was pretty awesome, I thought. And then, of course, we picked it up and had something a little bit more upbeat and fun, because, you know, upbeat and fun is always awesome. From London, Ontario, another track from that Eric Elper. We have Justin McKee, or Mackay, and his track Closer to You. There's also a video out there for that track. And written in this one, it says, sometimes you mess up and a relationship ends. And even though it's over, you're okay with that until one day, out of nowhere, the old flame starts haunting your daydreams. Delving deep into this type of delicious, torturous mental scenario is Canadian singer-songwriter Justin Mackay with his new single, Closer to You, available now. It's a jazzy pop-funk cocktail that tells the story of catching sight of a former lover in a bar and playing the stare, look away game. The song begins with guitar riff nearly identical to the iconic opener of Prince's Kiss. So just in case you heard that, yeah, you really did hear that. Awesome stuff. Hopefully you guys enjoyed that, because I know I certainly did, and hopefully we will get more stuff from Justin. Now for this week's last track, which is, you know, the sad part of the show, but it means we're also that much closer to the next release. I was quite excited to find this in my inbox, so thank you, John from Astro Media Relations, for sending this my way. The track is called Death Wish, and it's the newest release from a band called Striker. Enjoy, and we'll catch you next week.
Out in the jungle, whoa. Until next time, stay safe, everyone, and remember what Count Rugen said, if you haven't got your health, you haven't got anything. So listen to Tyrone and mask it up, Buttercup.